I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Our society uses, and then throws away, a vast amount of plastic, including plastic carrier bags, which then accumulate in the environment. To combat this, in recent years, new types of plastic bags have become available, labelled as compostable or biodegradable. Both of these terms indicate the bag can break down and so avoid pollution, although biodegradable bags take longer than compostable bags. There's also a third type, oxo-biodegradable, which have an additive that should make them decompose a bit faster than standard biodegradable bags. So, when you see a plastic bag labelled biodegradable, how long do you think it takes to break down? 3 months? 6 months? Well, new research from the University of Plymouth shows that's not quite the case. I'm Ruby Osborne, and I spoke to Imogen Napper, lead author of the study, about how she put plastic bags through their paces.
We had biodegradable, oxo-biodegradable, compostable, and just a normal conventional carrier bag. We got them from main brand shops, which we're likely to see on the high streets, and we put them in the sea, the soil, and the open air, and watched over 3 years.
And what was it that you found?
So we found that after 3 years, the biodegradable bag could still hold a full bag of shopping. So it was behaving exactly like a bag would that you just get from a normal shop. For the biodegradable and oxo-biodegradable, they survived in the sea and the soil for over 3 years. Comparing oxo-biodegradable, biodegradable and conventional carrier bags, they all performed in the same way. The compostable bag did completely disappear within the sea in 3 months. We need to do some more research looking into what it's completely breaking down into, but it sounds promising. And all of the bag types, when they exposed outside, within 9 months had completely fragmented into tiny little bits. That's because it's getting its sunlight and oxygen. But again, it doesn't mean it's completely breaking down into natural components. It's just breaking down potentially into microplastics, which you could argue is even worse. Microplastic is so small, they're less than 5 millimetres in length. And how do you clean up something that's that small?
Why are there differences between how fast things break down in the soil and the sea? You said that when they're just in the air, there's sunlight, but is there any other differences that can affect breakdown?
Oh, it could be a number of things, especially for biodegradable and compostable. It could be the number of microbes and bacteria, heat, moisture, oxygen, sunlight, and all of these environments are completely different to each other.
The biodegradable bags had survived 3 years. Now, when I think of a biodegradable bag, I sort of assume it's going to have broken down a bit quicker than that. Aren't there requirements for what's allowed to be called biodegradable?
So there are standards, and it can depend on the country that you're in or the standard that you follow. But like you said, when I think of the term biodegradable, I wouldn't expect it to last for 3 years. And there is a place for compostable and potentially biodegradable. They can be completely degraded if the bags were designed to go into a specific place. It's normally compost or an industrial composter.
But that would require us to dispose of them in the right way.
Exactly. So in day-to-day life, it can be quite difficult of you having this bag and then knowing how does it get to that industrial composter or where it's designed to go. And unfortunately, as we know, a lot of plastic is ending up in the natural environment.
Were you surprised by the results when you did this experiment?
I was really surprised by the results because I've been following their breakdown for over 3 years. Every couple of months, I would go and check up on them. And every 9 months, I would take data. So I could see that the majority of the bags weren't breaking down. But at the end, when we decided to test whether they could hold a full bag of shopping, I was a bit sceptical, but I was shocked that even still to this date, so 3.5 years later, they're still sturdy.
What do you think we can do to try and stop so many plastic bags getting into the environment? Do we need to get better at how people get rid of them, or do we need to develop better bags that do break down much quicker than the ones we have now?
bags are part of the problem, but so many products, including straws and cutlery, you name anything that's a single-use plastic, could be made out of biodegradable or compostable properties. So we really need to address how they're labelled so we can properly inform the general public, so you and me, what we should be doing with this bag.
That was Imogen Napper from the University of Plymouth, and that study was published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.